know, he's easy to work with that way. You know, the guy comes to work every day. I think same thing, going back to just trying to find way, things that he does best. And he's a worker. Always said that. He's had a good week of practice. So I've got no, you know, to me, it didn't, you know, the start of this thing certainly has been disappointing for everybody, but it's not just Blake Bortles. I think we're all involved in this thing, both coaching and playing in every position. And so just a matter of him going out every day trying to be the best player that he can be, and he's approached it that way. He's attacked it that way this week, and he's had a good week of practice.
Have you, in looking at film, seen anything mechanically that he's doing differently or that needs significant?
Oh, I think, well, we've always talked, and he's very well aware, we always talk about mechanics. I think that's been a big part of his development, really, when you saw him from his rookie year to last year and going into this season. It's a constant, I wouldn't say project, but it's constant. He's constantly aware of it. And so we watch it every day, you know, in practice. We individual drills, certainly he's aware of constantly working on his mechanics. And so that's, you know, he just, I think it'll always be, it's always kind of not, I wouldn't say the forefront of his mind, but he's always very well aware of it.
You don't think that it has anything to do with any struggles that he's had recently, though, right? And it's not related
No.
Mark, how much for Ivory last week? How did he run?
Good for his first day back. You know, it was good. And again, we've got, as we've always talked about, you know, that to me, jumped out a little bit last week. All the struggles in the run game. Certainly, we'd say winning the Packers game felt like there was a, you know, we ran the ball, we stuck with the run, didn't run it as efficiently as we liked to. Then we jumped in the San Diego game, and the game got out of hand early, but, you know, it didn't jump out as much as it did all of a sudden last week. Hey, wait now. We need to go back and look at this run game and get this thing straightened out for a lot of different reasons. But that was something, you know, the running backs, the offensive line, everyone that's involved in wide receivers, quarterbacks, let's get this part of our game straightened out right now. Let's attack it this week. Let's make sure that everybody's on the same page and be more efficient here in what we're doing. And I think then you'll see a better production from our running backs.
Did anything stand out when you examined the run game? In particular, as to why it wasn't?
There's certain things that we've worked on this week. We've made some changes, and again, we'll get a chance here to see this week.
I know every game's different, but in general, are teams defending any different? Defending Blake any different?
They really haven't. Again, we saw in the first game, we saw some roll coverage over the top. We haven't seen that the last 2 weeks, really. So hasn't been. There's nothing there that jumps out right now against more of us. Again, we talked about self-inflicted errors. A lot of that has been on us. Not to take away from anything from the opponents, but I think there's a lot of things that we're going to clean up.
Greg, how do you keep Blake from not putting everything on his shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a collective effort, and certainly you appreciate that in a quarterback. I think the team appreciates that in the leader, but you know, he's extremely hard on himself. But I also think, you know, we get him back to, you know, being who he is, which is a fun-loving guy that just goes out and is a playmaker. And I think, again, getting back to that, hey, let's understand that the way the world is not on your shoulders. It falls on everybody here, and go back to relaxing and having fun. And I think that's the approach that he's taken this week, and he's been had a great week of practice.
It's easy to say, hey, let's go back and relax. But
yeah, sure.
How do you
That's the staff. Yeah, like I said, the staff. Let's do things that Blake does well, and let's make sure that he's completely clear on everything that we've given him, and that's a big part of it. In my mind, is let's do the things that he's extremely comfortable with, and make sure we'll get him back into a groove and get him started early in the game. That's another part. We said let's get him started early, so the guy's got feeling confidence going into this thing. But you know, by nature, he's a very confident player. So I don't think it's a guy that wears on him. I think you'll see the competitive nature in him, which we all appreciate. But he comes back to work every week, win or lose, with the kind of same attitude and attack type attitude. And he's had a good week of practice.
He told us earlier in the week that, you know, he probably wasn't giving playmakers enough of a chance to make plays. You know, like if there's a 50-50 shot with Allen, either Allen, you know, give him a chance at that. Did you notice that he's checking down quicker? And
I really hadn't, to be honest with you. In the first game, like I said, I thought he played the game extremely well. And like we said, going back to, you know, going back and look at every play or every game and every situation, which we had done, you know, and I think it just this last game, some things jumped out at us. Like, what, you know, this run game is not on sync right now. And I think, again, that has allowed teams to kind of take away some of those shots. If they're going to play with somebody over the top or anyone to run the ball and play with deep safeties, then that's an issue for us in terms of taking a shot. So I think it all stems from up front in the run game and what we're doing. And, he, you know, he can say that there's some times maybe he could give him a shot, but if they're playing deep and off and forcing him to check the ball down, then we need to do a better job of moving the ball by running the football. And I think that'll open up a lot of things for him.
Gus said that the opportunities are there, and it's these small nuanced things that happen with all 11 guys that
sure.
can make a difference.
Right? No question. The details of it. No, yeah. There's no question. And but again, we're going to get this run game fixed. And again, that to me will play to Blake's strengths. We've always said that. You know, he's a guy we like the way that he sees down the field. He's not afraid to push the ball down the field. However we got to do to create that situation where they've got to bring people down to stop the run, I think that'll bode well for obviously his type of play. And so I think we said from the get-go, we as a staff have said it all starts there. Certainly there's other things that we've got to do better at, but in my mind it all starts with the run game.
You guys talk a lot about situational football, and Gus told us Monday that you actually tell Blake in his headset, you know, here's what we need here. You know, you're asking Gus, you know, mm-hmm. I thought it was an interesting reveal that Gus gave us that you'll ask Gus, what do you want? It's third and nine. What mm-hmm. do you want here? He'll say, go for the sticks. You'll then say to Blake, look, we're trying to get a first down on this play. And, you know, we're looking for a field goal here. Don't, in other words, don't take a sack. Is that?